Back here on In Focus News Radio, K-Man, Nick McNamara here. Dave Lewis on the other side of the glass. We're talking with Dr. Ken Burton, USDA APHIS, over at NBAF as well. And I kind of teased it before, so we might as well start with that one. You guys have a new office opening up at the KSU Foundation building, and you told me it's on the third floor.
It is. USDA has leased the entire third floor of the, it's called the 1880 building in the K-State Office Park. And so all of the new employees that we bring into the organization will office there on the third floor until we move in December of 2020.
How does it look? Is it a nice facility? Have everything you need?
It's great. Well, we're working towards that direction. I mean, right now we're pretty flexible when it comes to our office furniture and those types of things, but we're working towards it. But we've got everything we need, that's for sure.
And you were saying during the break that when you bring people up to visit, you know, to take a tour or even to do an interview, you can see straight out to NBAF, and that's kind of a great, I guess, demonstration of what it's all about.
It's a great perspective. Yeah, you know, the two things that we do, and just a good example, when we bring people down from Plum Island to show them the community and to try and get them used to what Manhattan's like and to encourage them to consider moving, we give them the view of NBAF, and we say, you know, this is the facility that you will be working in the future, and you know, you can office here eventually and for a while and see the facility. But the other part is, at 5 o'clock, we like to look down on Kimball and Denison and say, there's your rush hour traffic, and that's a real positive. They kind of like that.
Yeah, I can imagine coming from New York, personally coming from Los Angeles, seeing the rush hour. Ooh, that's a nice relief. I still have to say I get frustrated at times if it's really bad, because I've become accustomed to the lower levels of traffic now since I've been here a few years. But in relation, it's nice. It certainly is.
Yeah, it definitely is.
And we do have a caller on the line, so we'll go ahead and get to that. Caller, thanks for calling. You're on In Focus.
Good morning. Great program. I know this is kind of a moving target. It seems like it has moved from year to year and month to month. But when, in your estimation, since you're new over there, when do you think that the facility will actually be 100% complete with everyone in place doing your research? And how many people will come from Plum Island permanently and buy property and pay tax in Manhattan, Raleigh County, Kansas? That's the first part of my question. I actually have three, so I'd like to stay on and listen. That's one thing.
Well, I'm not sure we can accommodate every question, sir. I appreciate it, but we can definitely start with the first, at least few.
You bet. And thank you for that question. I appreciate that. Our plan, we have a timeline that's set up that USDA has what's called an integrated master schedule that allows us to know what we need to accomplish and over what periods of time. The goal is that we have all programs moved off of Plum Island and full operational capability at NBAF by the end of 2023. So even though it seems like 4 years off, that's going to be moving pretty quick. But that's our plan. We should have probably just under 400 employees at NBAF when we're fully staffed. As far as the number of people from Plum Island that will move here permanently, we really, at this point, human relations are, and those of us here in Manhattan have been on Plum Island multiple times visiting with the people that work there and trying to encourage them to move to Manhattan. And at this point, it is far enough out for the science programs that we can't ask people to commit at this point. But HR is working with them to develop relocation plans and to try to give them all the details they can so that they can make a real educated decision for what works best for their families, whether they can move or not. But we'll know probably in the fairly new future, we'll start having actually some people from Plum Island that will move to Manhattan.
And I believe we do have time for a follow-up there, sir. You can go ahead.
Okay. Well, it sounds like you've made some great, great progress, because I think the last time this similar question was asked and Dr. Vanier was on, it sounded like it was maybe until you're totally operational with all the facility up to date, everything in place. The people here, it'd be about 2025, 2026. So you've made some great progress, and I think that's great for the community and you and the nation.
Well, thank you. There's a lot of great people that are working on the project together.
My understanding's every time I've spoken with you folks, I've always heard 2023 is kind of the target goal, and I haven't heard much about delays or slowdowns or any changes of schedule. Am I understanding that correctly? Or
at this point, we're pretty much on schedule.
All right. All right, so let's transition. We were talking a little bit about the third floor there, and I'm glad he called in also. I appreciate it, because I was going to ask you about the numbers of Plum Island and how many you expected to see come over here. So that's a segue into my next question, so perfect. And but we also have a few other things we want to talk about. You told me also before, kind of in the break, that you had a shareholders engagement conference in Kansas City last month, and how did that go?
It went really well. We had over 100 participants in the conference, and what USDA's goal was with that was, several years ago, there's been some engagement conferences where various organizations within NBAF reached out and wanted to make some contact with the industry, with the academic institutions, with private industry, and with government organizations outside of USDA not only provide information about what NBAF is all about, but also get feedback. We're at a point now where we've got the specific timeline, we've got some specifics that we need to share information about, but then also get input from those different groups so that we can figure out how are the best ways to collaborate with these groups. What are relationships that NBAF and USDA can establish that's going to enhance the research that will be done there and make things get the work that's being done in NBAF as science into the hands of the producers or the manufacturers that can actually utilize that technology quicker to be able to benefit the livestock industry.
And you said that, I asked you a little during the break. There's a lot of talking during the break always here. There's never not stopping. We never stop talking here. But I wanted to know about local businesses, perhaps, that maybe you've heard about interest in partnering as well. But from what I understand, that's kind of maybe a little ways off.
A little bit. I mean, there's definitely conversations on USDA side about, what types of needs are we going to have? What groups will we need to identify to reach out to and those types of things? So we don't have any specific contracts or anything like that in place at this point, but definitely a lot of discussions going forward to start to identify the needs that we'll have.
And time's catching up with us, but before we go, I do want to talk to you about the Science and Training Symposium you all have coming up as well.
Another thing that we've got coming up in the next couple of weeks, the NBAF Science Training Program, Scientist Training Program that USDA supports, the APHIS agency, is to develop new scientists that will come to NBAF to work. And so we're having a student symposium the 22nd, 23rd, I'm sorry, about the 19th and 20th of this month, that we'll be bringing students that are already in the program from universities all over the United States to come in, share their research, have their mentors come into Manhattan and share research, and just to create a community of scientists that eventually will be the new scientists, the new faces of research at NBAF.
I imagine there will be a lot of Kansas State faces there as well.
There are. Currently, there's 5 of the 11 students are from K-State, and that number, there are new applications that will be going out here in the next few weeks for the next cadre of students that will be coming in.
Oh, and I think we're completely out of time here. We have a busy schedule ahead of us, but I always appreciate you guys coming out, talking to us about the latest NBAF, and thanks so much, Dr. Burton.
Thanks, Nick. It's always great to talk to you guys.
Yep. You have a good one, and we'll see you next month, probably, unless there's a trip coming up. But
nope.
We'll work it out.
Sounds good.
All right. Stay tuned. We'll be back on InFocus, News Radio KMAN.